So, yeah, basically, it is a short little thing I want to say, really. Yeah, basically with the faith thing, really. Obviously, like I said, I've been driving around. Obviously, I'm a window cleaner for the guys that don't know. So I work on my own to drive around on my own. But sometimes you don't speak to anyone. Sometimes you might, one day a week, you might speak to everyone and that's in. But mostly people are at work. So you just walk around the garden on your own. You don't really chat to anyone much. Just saying hello to the odd postman or someone like that. So you get a lot of time to yourself going from job to job. So I thought, well, this is a good time now to, you know, to actually, well, I'm away from the children, the crazy house at home, you know, with the loud noise. It's hard to, sometimes, for me anyway, I find it hard to concentrate with things and get around to doing things. When I get from work, I'm tired. There's no excuse, but I'm tired. I'll put the kids to bed at 7, or sometimes they got, you know, dance, gymnastics, swimming. They got all sorts going on. So sometimes not getting back till late, and then I ain't got much time. There's no excuse. You can make time. There's always time if you want to make time. That's what I'm learning anyway. Anyone that says you ain't got time it's no excuse. Everyone's got time to do anything if you really want to do it. Even if it's 10 minutes out of your day. Well, it is. So basically, yeah, so I've been basically just going to God with, stuff about just faith, right? Just putting my faith into things and like talking to God and asking for guidance and stuff like that. So yeah, I'm working on my own faith recently. I've been thinking very positive and I've been asking God for guidance and vision instead of me trying to resolve it all myself, all the situations by myself. So I've been blessed with a bit of wisdom really from God. He's really been working with me lately. I don't know how, I just know he has. All my prayers and all my confessions have come true very fast with fast responses. So yeah, I don't know how it works really. But he's been working in me, and it's been very slow and steady steps, because it's down to myself to try and understand a lot, you know. I've always been a believer, but it's having the right encouragement and the right guidance, you know. I've always believed in, like, God's always been, like, from a Christian family, but then that don't mean nothing if you're not working. You know, we can all say, I'm English or whatever, I'm Christian, that's our country, homeland, but you can't be practicing and, like, you got to be, it's completely different things, isn't it, you know, until you actually chat to people, like yourself, like-minded people. So I've been with Becky 10 years now, and obviously she's been in the fellowship since she was a young girl. I know Danny and Amber and Kim, and we speak, like, daily with Lawrence, and obviously I see everyone local, because everyone live around the corner from me, and I'm getting a more understanding on, you know, on how it all works and that. So, yeah, like I said, I've been on my own, really. I've just been put my faith to God and asking for answers and talking to myself, really, like obviously in prayer and that, as I'm going along doing my work and everything I've done. I just thought, I'm gonna be positive now, I'm gonna give this a real good go. Sometimes I get a bit negative and work gets a bit stressful, and I think, and then I forget about what I've been saying and confessing, you know, and then going for like a few weeks without practicing what I've been preaching to myself, basically. So so I've been, basically last few months, I've been going for it, and I've been, right then, God, this is what I want, this is what I want to feel. You know, I'm even trying to live in the moment instead of, like, a lot of people live in the past. You think, oh, the best days was back in the day, remember that? That was amazing. I wish I could go back to them days, but you've got to try and live and be happy in the present. So that's what I'm trying to do at the minute, live in the present, put my faith to God, and he's been answering my prayers since I first started my business. With Lawrence, he said to me, right then, what do you want to do? I said, I want to start a business. How much do you want to earn? That's what I want to earn. And it was very small. It's what it is now, what I wanted to earn. I just wanted to scrape by, basically. So I didn't have no trade, no GCSEs. Never had anyone to teach me a trade or a skill sort of thing. So I've had to do it myself. And I thought, what can I do? So I started the window cleaning up. And I thought, right then, I was happy with just like earning, you know, getting by with £100 a day, you know, £100 a day, just labouring work. Now getting more than that now. This is going back 5 years, 6 years ago now. And, I was happy with that. And then I thought, right then, that's what I first wanted. Then I wanted to pass my test. Obviously, that's your way around. I've done that. It's a chat to you, Laura, isn't it? I'm just saying. And then I said, right then, now I want to earn X amount of money. And then boom, I was earning that. And then, he just picked up massive. I forgot about it, but I put that to the back. You think that was things working for me from them days. But now I've been putting a lot into prayer, and like all my prayers have been answered. I'm waking up every day now happy. And like sometimes you can have off days, get in your car But now I try to wake up every morning, and like Kim, that song that Kim was on about, really, really good song. That song's rubbed off on a lot of people, that song. So, such a brilliant song. And like, I was chatting to them, and I was chatting to Lauren Kim, I think they was going away, and I was like, oh, it's a hot day today. And I was chatting in a bit negative, like, oh, I can't be bothered with this. And then she said, oh, remember that song? And I said, oh yeah. And it seems like she said it. I was straight back into my vibe. And then as soon as I put the phone down, I put the song on. And my day was bloody brilliant. And I play it. I didn't play it every day because I forget. I just forgot about it then. So I just thought about it. And that song really is encouraging. Like it's encouraging. So encouraging words, you speak to yourself even through your head. And that it really does make a difference. Like you said, you talk negative, you're going to feel negative and think and things happen to you. It like works both ways. But yeah, what I want to do is basically say, I've been just chatting about my faith and praying and going to God and a lot of things are answered to me. But then you took me sometimes, you've got to pinch yourself and think, don't forget what you're doing. Just keep it going and keep a flow of it instead of drifting in and out. Actually, you think, right then, it has all been answered. The prayers have been answered to me. Everything's been answered. They want you to just keep it going and just keep yourself going. Like, come on, fellowship a bit more instead of one off in the blue moon and bounce back. Because it's hard. I find it hard what to say, that's all. But I've been on my own doing things. I've been running it through my head. I've been like researching a bit, like not researching, like Laura's been saying, oh, sorry, hang on, we've gone a minute. There we go. Laura's been saying things to me and Kim and like, and Becky even, and, saying like obviously positive things, talking about God basically, and some of the stuff I don't understand, he explains to me and I go away and I'll like maybe have a look at it again myself and write it down and take it. So I've written a few things down tonight. Just, I find it hard to read. I can't go out and read off of it because I'm struggling a bit, but I'll get better. I'm just trying to write things down and read. But that's what I wanted to say, basically. Yeah, it's my faith. I'm just trying to big up my faith a bit better and understanding. But it's a slow process for me because I ain't the brightest spark, so I find it hard to take things in. So that's what I'm trying to do. Slow down and take it all in and work with God. That's it.